This is the local VK5 news segment. And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, everyone. This is Grant, VK5GR, from the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group, with this week's AREG news. First up, calling all fox hunters. The next AREG VHF UHF fox hunt will be held this coming Friday evening, starting at 6:30 p.m. We'll gather at the car park of the Adelaide Aquatic Centre off Jeffcott Street in North Adelaide. Foxes will be operating on 2 metres and 70 centimetres, with frequencies announced on the night. Liaison with the teams will be via the Summertown 70 centimetre repeater on 439.9. For those not familiar, all you need to participate is a simple 2 to 3 element 2 metre handheld Yagi antenna, an attenuator, and a radio with a suitable meter. Oh, and don't forget your map. If you've never tried fox hunting, or hidden transmitter hunting as it's also known before, then get in touch and we will try to pair you up with a more experienced hunter so you can learn the ropes. We hope to see you there. Next, AREG would like to remind everyone that our next general meeting will be held on our usual third Friday of the month on the 18th of November. Our guest speaker this month is Adam, VK5GA, who will talk to us about using amateur satellites. Stay tuned next week for more information. Finally, AREG would like to again thank everyone who participated in the inaugural AREG VHF Sprint contest a couple of weeks ago. The AREG team is still working through the logs we have received and should be in a position to announce the winner shortly. Thanks for listening. This has been Grant, VK5GR, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. Good morning, all.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Hello, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, and once again, it's time for the North East Radio Club weekly news program. Now, next Friday night, the 11th of November, it will be the general meeting at the Modbury West Community Hall at Capulet Crescent. So be there about 7:15 p.m. for a 7:30 p.m. start. And after the routine business has been concluded, there will be another informative presentation by Brian, VK5VI, and it will be on the new repeater linking project in the southeast and going over into VK3. So come along and see this very interesting presentation by Brian. Now, the Wednesday Coffee Club is one of the Northeast Radio Club's most popular regular events, and it's in the Tea Tree Gully Library, where you can go in and have a nice cup of coffee and a good conversation. And if you want to, they've got some nice treats there that you can get as well. So that's every Wednesday at the Tea Tree Gully Library. And every Friday at 5 p.m. on the Link Repeater Network, you'll find the F-Troop Net, where you can join in the discussion about the week's events. And good to meet up with a lot of the members at that time of the week. So don't forget that. That's the F-Troop Net every Friday, 5 p.m. on the Link Repeater Network. Well, that's all for this week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, folks. This is the latest news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society for the 6th of November 2022. The AGM will be held on the 16th of February, and we need nominations for positions of President and Vice President urgently. Barry has decided it is time for him to stand down from the committee, and I've been President for 6 years. I had to amend the Constitution to allow me to stand for the past 3 years. I'm prepared to stand for Vice President if no one else wants the position, just to help with the transition to a new committee. This month's general meeting will be a talk about the history of the Overland Telegraph that linked Australia to the rest of the world 100 years ago. And this will be by Graham Brown, VK5AGA, and it will be on the 17th of the month. This will be our last general meeting for 2022, and Pat has promised a special supper for those who attend. Your subs will be due at the AGM, and I will send out more details after the committee has deliberated over the subs at a committee meeting on Monday, the 7th of November. The AHA's traditional annual luncheon will be held at the Belair Hotel on Sunday, the 27th of November, starting time 12 noon. The meal will be a very reasonable $35 per person, and you'll have a choice of four mains and two desserts. Self-service tea and coffee will be provided. Please book with the treasurer, Pat Store, by email, patstore@adam.com.au, or if you're coming to the meeting on the 17th of November, you can book there. Make sure you have the 16th of February on your calendar. That night will be the AR's AGM, and we need some volunteers for committee positions, as I've said earlier. The next RSL lunches will be on Friday the 11th and the 25th of November 2022, starting time noon. As a courtesy to the RSL, please book with me before the date, philstore@adam.com.au. I still have to negotiate with the RSL for dates in December, but I'm hoping we can have a final RSL lunch for 2022 on Friday the 9th. SASSI is holding a final training session at the Guides Hall this weekend before we have to abandon the Shack. Our final day at the Shack is the 21st of November. Thank you to SASSI for his efforts and dedication in running our training and assessment. I'm in the process of updating the AHA's calendar on the website, and this will be version 4. Thanks for listening, folks. Talk to you again next week.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, bringing you all the latest news from the South East Radio Group. The weather forecast for last Tuesday did not look all that great. 13 degrees centigrade with an 80% chance of between 1 and 5 mils of rain. Hopefully the Weather Bureau got it wrong, as if that's ever happened. But we were out in it, whatever Mother Nature decided to throw at us. Yes, we've started setting up for the legend of the lakes hill climb. The more we get done early, the less chance of not being able to work for a day or two because of the weather, and the less we are under pressure to do as events get closer. We managed to get some of the under-road cable runs put in place and also to deploy some of the special hooks that Club Vice President Owen, VK5HOS, made for us to put into trees and other vegetation to suspend some of the long cable runs from later on, in order that the local wildlife can't reach them and chew them to bits. Our hut, which will contain all of the video screens and the camera switching gear, should now be in place, and we may have been able to transport some of the gear into it from the storage areas in our club rooms. We are now planning our annual Christmas club barbecue as well, and that looks like happening either on Sunday the 27th of November or Sunday the 11th of December. Because we have held the last two or three at Lake McIntyre and Millicent, this year's event will be in Mount Gambier, and we will be inviting members from the Portland and South West Radio Group and the Narra Court Radio Club to attend as well. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.